It can be difficult to earn the money needed to get a college education. Raymond Hagen graduated high school in 1935 and wanted to go to the university, but a simple desire to go was far from all he would need to make the dream become a reality. It's the story of hard work that paid off, and it's one of my favorite interviews as we take a look back on the American countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Raymond Hagen graduated from Princeton High School in 1935. He wanted to go to college, but lacked the funds to do so. He did what some students might do today. He went to a local bank for a student loan.
He talked to me a little bit and wanted to know what I wanted to do, and I told him going down to the university and go to school, and where are you going to stay? And I said, I don't know. And how are you going to get down there? I said, I'm going to hitchhike. And he said, how much money are you talking about? I said, $15. $15? I said, yes. He reached in his desk and handed me $15 and had me sign a paper.
With $15 in hand, he hitchhiked to Columbia, Missouri. He made do on very little.
I just ate a hamburger a day for quite a while. Kept looking for jobs. Nobody even interested in visiting with me.
He regularly ate that hamburger at a local cafe. Times were tough and he couldn't get a job, but he talked with the manager of the eating joint.
So I went up to his boss one day and I said, you care if I work in here for experience? And he said, experience? And I said, well. So he sat there a minute and hollered at Lucy, and she came up there and he said, get this young man an apron and show him how to wait tables.
Raymond worked for free just so he could put the experience on his resume. A week later, he actually got paid for the job.
One day he said, you want a job for your meals? And I said, yes. He said, you have to work at night. And I said, that's okay. He said, from 9 o'clock to about 1:30. And I said, oh, that's okay.
So Raymond was now working a job that at least paid for his diet of one hamburger each day. He eventually found additional jobs at the campus library and on a landscaping crew. The three jobs and that original $15 loan helped him graduate from the university during the Depression years. Traveling the countryside, in Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.